Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody. We got two meetings today. We got a budget workshop, and then we have an emergency meeting. We have an Operation Lone Star grant that we have applied for a couple of years in a row. It's about, what, $500,000? And I got an email, and somehow the deadline got here quicker than we expected. I conferred with the district attorney's office, and he said, you can post an emergency. If losing $500,000 is not an emergency, I don't know what is. But he said it passed the smell test. So deadline's Tuesday. There's not time to post a meeting, and we have to just approve applying for the grant. We could take our chances and holler, well, we've been doing it every year. This is a continuation. But I'd rather have some documentation that we actually met lawfully and voted to do it. So that's what we come up with. And I guess so I'm going to call the emergency meeting to order. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here except Commissioner Mars. So we do have a quorum. I'd ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, we're not going to do this twice. Once we get through with this, we're going to go right into the other meeting. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Commissioner, would you lead us in a word, please, sir?
Lord, again, we thank you for the time that we can come and serve you in all that we do. We've asked you to be with this commission as we discuss this business and helping guide our path in all that we do. Lord, forgive us of our trespasses and just help us to love our neighbors and love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and bodies. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So, item number four in the emergency meeting, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to apply for Operation Lone Star grant and pass resolution in support of same for current year. Deadline to file application is March 12, 2026. Chief, I think, has got everything about ready to go. I believe he supplied us with a resolution, and there's actually two resolutions.
So do you have a budget of what you're going to file for? Do you have some kind of budget of what you're going to apply for?
It's almost identical to last year. It's just the only minor little equipment change, but other than that, it's identical.
So there wasn't much equipment last time, was it?
It's not much equipment this time.
It was all overtime?
No overtime.
Just salaries for
employees? Salaries, fuel, gas, and like I said, just a little equipment.
Absolutely no overtime, right?
No overtime.
I'm just curious. I just hadn't seen it.
I've been on the bench since you met me at 8 o'clock this morning with all this paperwork.
The county citizens appreciate your hard work today.
I just wanted to, didn't want you to think I hadn't been doing nothing all day. We had probate in the morning and the evening and civil docket. So I'm just looking it over a little closer.
So we're going to use the first resolution, is that right? Not the second one?
No, they're both. We have to have all three of
them. One of them says zero match. The other one says the county agrees to provide applicable matching funds.
Yeah, that's standard form that they use. There is no match.
Okay. They want both resolutions? Okay.
Yes, sir.
One, yeah, kind of says it.
It's written straight off the grant.
And did I say that right in my preamble? It's around 500,000?
It's technically right around 458,000.
Yes, sir.
I make the motion to pass the resolution in support of the Operation Lone Star grant application.
Thank you. I'll second.
I've got one somewhere. Here it is. Thank you, though. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Domini, I believe, to apply for the Operation Lone Star grant and pass the applicable resolutions. Now, in my haste, I just used an old form. There was no public comment here. Mr. Dieter, Mr. McCoppin, y'all got anything you want to say about it? I'm not trying to circumvent that part of the process. A lot of times in these you don't have. If you want to say something, I presume you guys are all in support of getting some more Lone Star grants so the sheriff's office can do their job.
Yes, sir.
Better.
Yes, we're in agreement.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. I think she put a staple through these, but you got one that's marked up. I'll use it.
I have these.
She does, doesn't she?
I actually do it to keep up with my own paperwork, though.
Whatever
works, everybody
does. Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm not sure. I got one that's got blue ink on it. I'm gonna use it. Sheriff's got blue ink on one.
Yeah, two of them just need one signature, your signature. And then the other one requires
everybody's.
That one just. What worked. About this one? Whose son's that?
The judge.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's. I'm gonna use the one with the blue ink.
Okay.
10th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you don't have to get it.
Okay. You have the other. Okay.
Well, I don't know if we did say it or not, but you're the financial officer in the resolution. Margie and his work.
Oh, I had them. You set them out there in case somebody wanted one. That's what those are for. I'm wondering why I had so many of them. Did that pass? There's a letter. Did you get it from?
I did. It's already been attached to the grant.
From Mr. Dillon, the district attorney, that he had to sign stating that the. Should I read the. Maybe I ought to read the. One of the resolutions. Resolution in support of Operation Lone Star. Whereas Governor Abbott introduced grant funding through Operation Lone Star grant program to enhance interagency border security operations supporting OLS. And whereas the grant funding through this program will strengthen our response to the crisis at the border and help our communities keep our communities safe. And whereas the San Jacinto County Commissioners Court finds it is in the best interest of the citizens of San Jacinto County that the fiscal year 27 Operation Lone Star grant program be operated for the year 2027, and whereas the Commissioner's Court acknowledges the requirement to provide zero matching funds for said project and further agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of said funds, that San Jacinto County assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. And whereas the San Jacinto County Commissioners Court designates County Judge Fritz Faulkner as Chief Executive Officer for the grantee, County Sheriff Sam Houston as Head of Law Enforcement Agency, and County Auditor Margie Ainsworth as Financial Officer for the grantee San Jacinto County. And therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of San Jacinto County do approve submission of the grant application for FY27 Operation Lone Star Grant Program to the Office of the Governor of the Great State of Texas, grant number 502-1803. Signed this 10th day of March 2026. We'll need that.
Yeah, I'll get you copies.
I think y'all probably upload it.
I'm going to download it, put it all in, and then I will call you.
Upload it, download it, whatever you call it.
I'm going to take care of it.
And then you let me know, and then I'll hunt for the magic button.
Yes, sir.
Submit it.
You need anything else from me, Judge?
No, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Yes, sir, Sheriff. Okay. I don't think so. If I could find my other agenda. Well, I got one. Workshop for March 10th, 2026. Let the record reflect that we still have a quorum, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. I'm not going to do the pledge again, but we're going to, in this meeting, do we have any public comments? I left public comments on. This was, if so, help yourself. If not, we'll get right on down into the meeting. Item number 5, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve / reject the selection of a project for General Land Office 2024 Local Community Program LCP applications for the 2024 disasters, which are Hurricane Beryl and the flood, I guess. They got them kind of combined. They were kind of combined. About the time one got finished, then here come the next. Young lady, you have the floor.
You have the floor. Commissioner Judge, so my understanding is that y'all want to move forward with what the General Land Office calls the pre-op, or a survey they're calling it. And I have a sample up there of what the questions they ask us to complete for this pre-op survey.
This one we have a little more time. The Operation Lone Star, we had 2 days. We got 13 days to get ready for
this. I know, right? Plenty of time. Take a nap. So I guess at this point, the purpose of this workshop is to figure out what the county wants to apply for, because we have to put that in based on, you'll see in the application. So I know there's a lot of talk about many things, but I think today it's to figure out what it is that y'all want to apply for and allow us to do that.
Is there a list of possible projects?
Let me ask you, there's a kind of a list. I got a question on some of your list of initiatives here because I know you went, February 18th when there was the,
on the webinar.
Yeah, well,
yep.
Okay. Well, anyway, mine is one that says public infrastructure restoration or improvement. And the next one here is economic revitalization. Now, what?
This is all in general, so it could be there's housing, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but right now we're just doing infrastructure. For the LCP,
That could be roads or drainage ditches or
but
shelters.
Remember,
where does building the county senior citizens a new building fit into that project? Is that something that could be?
Infrastructure.
So when you're thinking this, think back to the two disasters. This has to tie back. Because in the application, the full one, they're going to be like, okay, what happened? Did it flood? Did it whatever? So you have to
tie you back way back. During Hurricane Rita, first storm we ever actually had a big formal response from FEMA and all that, we utilized the senior citizens facility for a special needs shelter. There's probably still damage to that back door. I took a crowbar and opened the door so we could get in there. Brought all the seniors in there. They had a generator. I'm kind of being just a tad bit facetious. This all did happen, though. I mean,
but it has to tie back to 2024.
Yeah, I can't be hard to do that.
No.
Unless
so
that door is still damaged. I'm just kidding.
I'm out of here. So that's the hardest part.
I'm just throwing it up there. It'd been suggested to me, and I didn't know if it was. That's what y'all get the big bucks to help us work through this maze. So,
So somebody has. Did I hear the possibility of a shelter in Precinct 4?
Yes.
That's a good project too.
That would be good.
For the last 3 or 4 days, we've been trying to. We have property that we got during a buyout from like 98, which was my first year in this mess. There was a flood. I remember we evacuated the bottoms, and then they didn't get around to doing the buyout till about 2000, but we accepted a deed to that 3 acres up there in Point Blank is one of many places that got bought out, and it's I'm not real sure how it qualified because it's on a pretty high hill, but part of the place had a basement, and I think it did flood. We were thinking, boy, that'd be a great place to put the shelter, but those FEMA deeds have clauses in there about you can't sell it and you can't build anything on it. But if FEMA gave us approval, that'd be a no-brainer almost. But problem is, how long would it take to get FEMA's approval?
We don't have time.
That's the only.
Oh, wait a minute. You say you don't have time. How long are we doing this mod? 9 years now?
But see, the thing about, keep in mind, I know, the mod was money that you guys were allocated, and we just had to back the project in.
Right.
This is competition, and if we can't prove up things, they're just going to pass you guys by and go on to the next one. So it's not
all right,
a given.
So we don't have to have the site approved today, right?
No, not today, but
okay.
It would have to be prior to the final submittal.
So Mayor Woods and I looked today, and between the mayor's office, I don't know if any of y'all ever pay attention, and my office shop, there's plenty of room to put it right there.
Does the county own it?
Yes.
Okay.
Where?
Between the mayor's office and my shop. We just have to not store any rock out there. We'd have to store it up at the rector building, which we can do. And it will be right on the highway.
And everything would be all in one spot.
You could just put a fence around it. That wouldn't violate anything. It does say in the deed, it says you can build a bathroom and you can build a canopy or a building as long as it has no walls. Now, I don't know how that bathroom's going to work with no walls, but they'd have to be breakaway walls like if it were in a real flood zone. That property is not in a flood zone.
If it floods, there's going to be 100-foot water right here on top of us.
You talking about inside your yard? Is that what you're
saying? What falls under economic revitalization? That was another area here.
That's a good question.
Clarification what that means. The county's been through, you know, economic hardship during those times with floods and everything. So
maybe look at this.
Curious how general that is for revitalization.
There's some more eligible activities. This kind of gives you the details on what that is.
What's eligible for activities?
Yep.
So we also discussed a radios, which y'all applied for last time. Actually, Michelle had the idea of putting the radio system, a tower, on that same piece of land.
We can do two.
Well,
no.
Yes, no. But no.
One activity.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, you get one activity, and that would be two, and you'll see that in the application.
Listen, when we did this building right here, it's a shelter building. Well, not a shelter, it's an innovation center / emergency management center. Two functions, one project. We've got to think out the box some of the time, though.
I'm just telling you where it is. GLO.
So, and I'm
say
not
no.
saying hook them together. That's not, I think that's where he's going. I think we do determine it's two separate projects. And with the scope of all the radio business I've been talking to, I don't think $5 million would get us a tower and all the apparatus on it.
So what was y'all put in 2 years ago? It's what got kicked back?
That was Jeff and
yeah,
kicked back.
Well,
it was about the same type of grant. You didn't do that for us?
It didn't get accepted.
Yeah, didn't you apply for that one? Too?
That one never came to fruition.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
It got kicked out because of whatever reason.
I mean, a communication tower is an eligible activity.
Well, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can, and I think, Commissioner, I think we talked, did you ever find out more about the DETCOG, the funding they had and where they're at? Where are they putting it?
Did he not? You talking to the president of DETCOG? Yeah, of course he knows.
They're not putting in a tower, they're going to rent a tower. They're going to rent a spot on the tower out here, and they're going to give us a console, and they're going to put the six-way, I don't know radio knowledge, but they're going to put in a six-way, basically a repeater.
Ooh.
Right? Is that what it is? For text warrant?
Yeah.
On the tower, and link it all up to Montgomery's fiber.
It says six-channel DBR site, 1.2 million. L3 Harris through HGAG radios, 54,000, I guess. Motorola, no, 5,400, that's for one radio. And then APX 8,000, those are $10,000 radios. CDR, DRRP, I don't know what that means, mobile and install, 10,000. 400 foot. Do you have this, dude?
The DETCOG stuff is supposed to be here by 2028, right?
Yes.
So if we applied for this now, it would be after that, right? Probably.
She's acting like it's fixing to happen pretty quick. I don't know. Time frame?
So what I handed you, the time frame for this one is, I think it's on the second page.
It's in your hand.
You talking about this?
Yep, mm-hmm. Right here. That's a key
that
date.
Right
no.
For like approval and everything.
Yeah, that's from the general land office. So that's what they're saying.
April
the
23rd, call for projects. Invitation sent. Tiger application closes June 12th.
So what's going to happen is we're going to put in the pre-app / survey.
What's the difference between call for project closes and application closes? You just have to tell them up front what you're thinking about?
Right. So,
fill in all the blanks.
That one form that I gave you in the back of it, it's all the blanks. It's like a 3-page thing. I go into Tiger. Who are
that.
You? What do you want to do? And how much?
I didn't get that.
You don't have that.
Well, that's not with that. It was here. So this pre-app, we go online, it's basically the county, we want to do this, we want this much money, and that's it. And they have a scoring matrix that it's a, were you a HUD or a statement? Were you affected by both disasters? That's 10 points, 10 points. Are you LMI? That's 10 points. So they have a method of scoring it. So when everybody puts in the pre-apps, do you know what, and they probably already pre-scored this. Then they're gonna go, okay, this is the scoring, and then they're gonna send out invitations to the top 20 to start with, and go, okay, we're gonna invite you to come in and apply for a full application. Doesn't mean you're gonna get it, but you're gonna get invited to do so. And that's when we have to prove up everything, because if we can't prove up things, they're just gonna go on to the next one.
Really, you got some examples of some other areas that you guys have handled on the same thing, or?
Wait, 1.2.
Anything that we're not thinking of that y'all may have done at some other places?
The hard, well, again, y'all know because it's a county, it's difficult because it's have a county-wide benefit for LMI. That's why we're talking about towers, talking about shelters, that kind of thing. When you have cities, if you've got a main thoroughfare and they're LMI, that's easier to prove up because it's a main thoroughfare. But counties, you're limited. I mean, unless you do one part of the county and we do a shelter, or, I mean, a survey for roads or whatever, but you guys have to brawl it out.
This radio doesn't go over 5 million unless you're talking about putting in a tower, but I thought we had towers, we just need more.
Well, we were actually talking about putting in a tower.
Here, in the middle, right?
We were talking about up north. Because that's where the problem's at.
I thought a tower up there that was hit by lightning.
Bergman right out here already for Cold Springs.
We're leasing it, but that's way, you could, for $5 million, you can lease it for a long, long time.
Yeah, but where are you going to lease it? I mean, I guess you could lease one up there somewhere.
I don't know what's up there.
Can you put our equipment on a lease tower with this grant?
The lease part is, that's an issue.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Dedcog's leasing towers, part of their plan. They're not building all new towers. Some of them they're leasing.
But Judge, how come y'all put this in before and you had a plan then? That's all I'm wanting to hear is you had an idea one time that was a good idea, so why abandon that one just because you got kicked back?
I guess the money didn't come through.
But I mean, why not look at it again if y'all already proposed it one time?
If we did a tower, could we lease stuff out to other people at some point and make county money back?
Once the project's done,
it's our business.
We talked about that, and I talked with Mike Claude about that a little bit. And there's already a couple of towers around there. And he just said you probably wouldn't get any leases. Because there's one right there.
There's a great big property. Right there at the Camilla Tap, there's a huge tower. I don't know why.
There's one down there on Lou Rogers' property.
But the one at Camilla down there, that's been defunct for a long time. I mean, I knew guys that they called me trying to get over it. I go, man, I'm telling you, there's nothing on there right now. Maybe that's changed, but the guy wasn't willing to cooperate to let anybody use that tower.
I'm just saying,
yeah, I don't know.
The availability of that may have changed. People die and give it to the kids and they don't care.
Well, we're doing a tower in Colorado County and it was around 2.4 million.
Just the tower, though. Now we're talking about all apparatus, $1.5 million just for the six-way, whatever proper name it is.
Equipment.
We can't do anything
cash. We spent ARPA money on that.
Yeah,
We've already been
given ARPA money. Well,
we're talking about having a generator. That would be a duplication of benefits.
It's going to have a light on it. You're going to have to get
and they don't allow that.
What approval and who they have. So
I'm trying to make that thing.
No.
Not FCC. Is it FCC?
FAA.
Have you done towers before? Have you done communications?
Water tower.
Have you done communications? So you would have to hire somebody because
you are
our engineer. So we already hired these two people to do this project, basically.
We procured them, I presume.
Yeah,
yes, sir. And Judge, back to the DRRP, it wasn't that it wasn't an eligible project. It's just you guys did score high enough to be called in for a full application.
Sounds like we're going to this time be
You will.
High on the scale.
You guys have scored very
high. They may have a better project like a senior citizen center in their community.
I just want roads. I would like to button up the tower problem if we can try for that.
So I have an option. So everybody's, if you're allowed to put in two pre-applications. You can't get both, but you can do both of them. What I learned on the webinar is a question I asked them specifically. I'm like, well, what if we put in, let's say, one for a tower and one for a shelter? And they call us back and they say, okay, you guys scored high, so can we pick at that point which one we want to do? And they said yes. So a suggestion for me is we do one for each, and in the meantime, in the next month, do some really heavy duty, how much does it cost for the tower, what all do you need, and then figure out what is going to be the best bang for the buck when they come and ask you. Because we just don't know enough about the tower right now to be able to say how much it is, or you know, if it's going to be enough to even make a dent. I don't know. But if we put in for both of them, and then when they come and they say, okay, it's time for you to apply, hopefully within a month or whatever the date is,
yeah,
we'll know more. That's just, it's a thought. It's a
so I think Crystal's worried about some roads, so tell us how that would happen.
So if
why
you want to do,
sitting here?
And again, it's one activity, so if we do roads, it's just one big road. I know, this isn't me, I'm not the one making the rules. It's just what it is. And just like we went through with the mod, we have to do surveys and prove up who the beneficiaries are. And that's always it. So when it's a county-wide something, and if we can prove it's a county-wide benefit, it's so much easier because the county is LMI by nature, and we don't have to worry about that. Not that we can't do roads. I'm just saying we have to do surveys, and we can do surveys. It had to be one big road.
I'm good with the shelter and towers being the two applications.
That's even the seniors deal, that might be able to somehow, because it's...
We can't prove
that,
up...
It kind of falls in that LMI,
so the tower we could prove up. So during 2024, I'm assuming there was issues with communications
always
throughout the county. So that's an easy one to plead your case. The shelter, let me ask you this. In precinct 4 in 2024, what issues did you have with the flooding that...
You name them.
What's that?
You name them.
They had the worst.
So you have two of them that are easy enough to prove up.
That flooding was comparable to Harvey's flooding.
It was worse.
Okay. I know up in his end, it was worse. I saw water. I'd never seen water before. I saw it a foot over the guardrails on Miller Creek.
Let me ask you this, we're competing on the deal, right? And I know the city is going out there. Are we competing against them?
No. So when I say competing, it's based on scores. So everybody's going to be scored. And part of the scoring is a 5% match.
You're competing against everybody that turns in an application.
But it's scored, so there's certain things they're just going to say, these are the top 25 cities, counties that scored the highest that put in an application. We're going to invite them to apply. It will be competitive. If we can't prove up the damages, if somebody says, we want a road here, and there's no photos, there's no nothing, they're going to go no, and they'll go to the next one. And there's going to be some that happens, and then they're going to open it up to a few more communities. So these both of them, from what you're telling me, we could prove up. I mean, they're going to ask me for a map and for photos and for FEMA, I mean, all that kind of stuff. But it's competitive in that nature, but both these projects we could do.
I'm only going to say that because I think the city was going to apply for that for a new firehouse and all that kind of stuff in town, and might even be able to put in for a senior citizen. I mean, it's in town.
You're talking about the city doing that?
Yeah. We can stick with yours up there, the tower, or something like that. You know, so it's almost taking a couple extra shots at something for the county, whether it falls in the city or not. Just a thought.
This area, just because of the getting hit by boat, by the social vulnerability, by the LMI nature, Point Blank, Cold Spring, San Jacinto County, they're going to score. And again, there's $96 million, and I say that's not a lot because when they have to be between a minimum of $500,000 and a maximum of $5 million. If everybody did $5 million, that's 19 projects. That's it.
It's not many.
I mean,
on the whole state.
Well, it's not. Is it the whole state? The storm didn't hit the whole state.
It's whoever is in that. The people, a lot of people have no idea where they score. If they they can all put in, but
not 254, but it's a lot. One, two, three, four, five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And they're saying
30. That's about 20 something counties here in the primary. 27.
Right. Yeah.
Jill, didn't that work with you when I first got in about the FEMA mitigation stuff? And then wasn't there flood mitigation projects that were out there also?
Through TEDM, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know what they were.
They were all based on, I think, Burrell. Yeah, you could have applied for money through TEDM for those. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Okay, but I mean.
That's separate from this.
Okay.
Yep. GLO,
I mean,
TEDM.
We didn't have this at the time.
Correct.
Flood mitigation stuff.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to fix.
The chances of getting one. If there's, you could do 19 $5 million projects out of 27, them are pretty good odds.
Yeah, because the secondary counties are not going to score as high.
So you'd be surprised. So the social vulnerability.
You have better
index,
grant writers? Are you grant writers for them? Which one are you grant writers for?
Say it again.
Which one is your company grant writers for?
Save all
the bottom
you.
List.
I'm an eight more than I should have.
Don't answer that question. It's loaded.
But we're good at what we do.
That ain't going to help your back.
That was made with love by somebody from Berkshire Brothers.
Probably who brought the cookies? You?
I can't even eat them, so there. Just smell them.
Mm-hmm. If you're not
eating
them,
please
diabetes.
I have celiac, so I
can't.
So I said,
wow.
There's a
county up in the panhandle that made it into the HUD primary designation. I don't understand how that storm even. That's odd.
So we actually kind of did the math on the scoring. I could sit here for an hour and you guys would be bored and your eyes would roll back in your head, but it's a. The social vulnerability talks about how many people in the for example, social vulnerability, there's high, medium, low, 3 points, 6 points, 9 points, 12 points, 15 points. So somebody might have only been under one disaster, but they get 15 points because they have a high SOFI. One might have only been a two, but they have a low SOFI. I mean, so it's just, and the GLO is the one that's going to go through and look at everybody to find out what your score is. But we've kind of done it ahead of time, so we kind of know where you guys are all
so
at.
So do you use anything that we submitted for FEMA?
We're going to use that to prove up.
Yes,
sir.
Then we've got a boatload up for Precinct 4.
And this is why we're here, is so you guys decide, I can do two applications on your behalf. You just got to tell me what those are. And then... Or we can just do one, but that's all up to y'all.
You got anything else?
I mean, I got a road, but it wouldn't be fair to y'all.
Yeah, not road, but that building, but you don't have any other bigger structures or anything.
I'm good with him getting a shelter because I want to be next on the list for
We need to build you a town first. Yes.
I do. We're nowhere.
Well, I'm going to call it something.
So I guess the next thing, we're talking about two projects that... Communications, basically, and a shelter. Then you need to know how much, or just go put in for the $5 million.
I'm going
to
say $5 million because that's probably what you're going to need. But if you're interested in knowing more about the cost of communication, this is like you'll have a month to kind of go, oh crap, no, there's no way we could do this. Or you know what? I think we can do this, and I think we could do this, this, and this, and it would make. But I don't know that right now. I know nothing. I just know. I don't know how much that costs. I don't know what that COG's doing exactly and when and where and how, so I can't
answer. I thought y'all were doing some towers.
We do towers with some other counties, yes.
Yeah. So it'll be comparable. Pricing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It all depends on what all you want to add on to it. I mean, Fayette County also is doing two towers, and they work with LCRA on part of it, so LCRA owns part of it, and we're putting some of this on, so that's what I mean. I don't know enough about what y'all need.
Yeah. So I guess, do you have to have a site in this first application?
No. Yes, I need to put a Latin lawn for a location. It can change, but we should have a valid one. And they'll look that up, and if they have any issue with the FEMA thing, they could kick it out. So I would be worried about putting in a property that might not fly.
But yeah. Their main concern, I would think, is they don't want to invest money in something that's going to get flooded again. But this thing's a high spot. I really don't know how it qualified. I wasn't here.
So we're talking to a few. Chris was in here a while ago. He's talking to a few, trying to get some answers. So we don't know, but I mean, we could put the precinct 4 point blank property on there now, and if we get approval, we can move it to the other side. They're not that far apart.
No. But I would start with what we know is a for sure, and then look into that, because I would hate to have that kick you guys out for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must not going to be a very big shelter if you're going to put it in your yard. I mean,
there's quite a bit of space between.
It is, because I've walked from.
Were they, time you parked it?
Yeah.
There ain't going to be much space. I guess you could put all your material down there.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to put material somewhere else. But
Mark, what we might be able to do is put the lat long in there for the intersection of 190 and Counts Road. Because both sites are within a half a mile.
Yeah.
And then we could petition TxDOT to eminent domain and just put it right there in the middle of the...
You just don't want to have any questions from GLO when they're scoring. You want it to be a
slam dunk.
Yes.
Well, then that'd be the next question about the tower. And we have absolutely, Michelle made.
The tower wouldn't be forbidden because the tower ain't going to have sides, and the tower, I mean, you could put it on.
I'm not saying it would be that's even a good site. We were
right,
told today that we need to get Motorola to come do some kind of survey to tell us if that's even the right place to put it. And I'm not trying to talk it down, but I'm just saying that if we build it and it doesn't help, then what are we doing?
Because everything I heard, for some reason, was making it to where right here in the center was more. I know you had a problem up there, but I thought there was a tower that ESD was going to get on, or the sheriff was going to get on. But it was right here in the center. It wasn't reaching out to the edges that we had coverage out there.
That's the Bergman Tower. That's the one they're working on. Fox's Run. Bergman Tower, right?
We've always had communication here. It's up there in Point Blank and way down in the bottom in Shepherd Dam.
But the tower would be somewhere in here.
I remember seeing the map. Yeah, but we might as well get a dartboard.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Just sticking up there for nothing.
Yeah, right.
In a million
to
know.
Yeah.
If you look at it, they have a couple of his up there and this, and that'll give us a couple we can work on. And I'd be kind of curious.
I doubt we got to nail down the exact spot. I mean, we could say something like we're going to have a group that does that kind of study. There's a name for it. I don't know what you call it.
Feasibility.
Are you talking about the towers?
Yeah,
I was just talking to the commissioner. That I don't, DETCOG probably has some information. I'm sure they've done some sort of study and to figure out where the gaps are. That would be helpful to know.
Yeah, they have.
ESD.
Yeah,
we have them.
Yeah.
I just didn't think to pack it.
So,
no cookie for you.
I knew we were talking about that tower.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
So, I mean, in moving forward, the survey. /pre-app is due 2 weeks from yesterday at 5 o'clock. So So if we were to do both, I would just need to know the lat and long, both locations, or at least for the shelter, and then maybe a location.
So it can't be made like point blank?
No. They literally asked me, what I gave you is I pulled it from the website and that's exactly what they asked for.
I believe you.
And if you don't press it, you can't press submit.
And if you change something, it takes another 10 years.
Yeah. Then you have to give your left lung and your right hand. And I don't want to do that.
If it was down south, they got a good spot in Shepherd, but I don't know if it's the right elevation and all that stuff. I mean,
that tower would be great on that
down
spot.
Down there at Lake Wells, there's a lot of room down there for a tower.
I mean, what?
You know where Lake Wells is, don't you, Ray?
Lake Wells.
That land in Shepherd that it was bought when Commissioner Wells was there, and there was we were going to put that building there, and they said it was
that 12 acres.
Yeah,
we talked about one time. We talked about actually having a staging area on that piece of ground that is just a canopy, basically, that could be held as a weekend basketball thing, but. Actually staging for like game wardens or fire departments in the event with the tower.
Or distribution when you're giving out stuff.
Would that be a two-pronged project?
That's a FEMA project.
Okay.
GLO and FEMA. Yeah, so when we do shelters, we have to be darn sure that it's a shelter. It's not an EOC. It's not, you can't put those letters.
He's talking about a shelter. He's talking about a big pavilionless. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like this, for example. Yeah. This is a shelter.
Unless we got FEMA's permission, we couldn't do it up there. But the rules say you could put an open a pavilion without size.
You just can't fund it with GLO. GLO won't pay for that.
They wouldn't pay for a pavilion?
No.
Why? What makes you say that?
They won't pay for a pavilion. Because this is to mitigate against future, where FEMA's, that's more of a response.
We're talking about where you store the food, water, and ice and stuff, and it'd be easy to pass out up there. That's what he's talking about.
Well, yes and no. Staging area for first responders is what Michelle had brought up before.
I think it's just the funding source. You would apply to TEDM for FEMA stuff like that, where this is GLO. And remember, this is HUD, Housing and Urban Development, so you have to be very...
Most all of it's HUD. Most everything we've done, it ties back to HUD. That's why you got
so
all
what
these...
What is Michelle going after?
She's
going
to copy that map that Mike had where it had the weak spots on it. I'm just curious if that spot you can't build on would be a really good...
Well, I mean, we've got... How, sorry, this one had if we approve the two projects today, we've got to tell when to get... The site.
This is one of the bottoms.
The dates, right?
For you.
You're right about that.
2 weeks from yesterday at 5 o'clock.
Economic recovery, all that.
Yeah.
All right.
You asked.
Would y'all call each other and say, I'm wearing black today, wear black?
Please.
I got the memo.
Oh.
I always wear black because I'm black.
I wear black all the time, and so I thought I'd be.
Chris got the memo. Is that black or blue?
Blue.
So what all do you want to do?
I think the shelter's in the tower, the shelter in the tower, and see if one of those lands sticks.
Do we think that, and when I say do we, I'm looking at you, Commissioner, that we can pick a spot? I'm sure you can give me a lat and long for the shelter. Start with that. For a tower, do you think within less than 2 weeks from yesterday at 5 o'clock, we could come up with somewhat of a location for where it is, the lowest point?
She's going to get that Rector property. Maybe the perfect spot.
If you can't build on it, it would be great if you could put a tower on it.
But is that where it's needed?
Yeah, that's what she's going to get the map.
Okay.
Supposed to be the cover.
We just had a map last court where it showed the weed spots in our county.
Oh, great, okay.
So hopefully it'll.
Now that was for VHF.
Work with him on that, because you'll have to give me that information.
Same difference?
You can't just sit there and look pretty.
Is it?
It had tax on it.
Yeah, okay. You don't have that?
No.
You're fired.
Oh, look at that. Ask me, Shirley.
I said that.
You're good.
She is.
Had that study done.
You wanna look?
I've seen one for Decog too, and it's very little coverage up north.
I don't, this is above my pay grade.
That's 8,500. That's no what Apex, 8,500.
Coops, Cold Springs.
I think the blue is the weak spot. Michelle, is the blue the weak spot?
95% coverage in green, 95%. Oh, what's that?
ABX, 85. I've got to have a couple of those.
What the hell is this? Wait a minute. It's pretty. Do you know?
This is the mobile one here. The mobile is ABX, 85.
Do you know what ABX is?
Well, we're right here.
Which
so.
Is the purple. That's the purple that we do.
Because it's the areas outside of there that we don't have coverage. Would that be accurate?
No, this is the
limited coverage.
I think the blue is more.
Man, check this one out. I've been dizzy. I'm like dizzy.
This says waiver with a flex with antenna. So that's a portable unit. You have the coverage in the back.
We need to see the radios with a laser. It's the Motorola 500.
We got two ham radio guys in here. Y'all don't know?
Those are two different ones.
Don't know what?
Where the tower needs to be.
Those are all the mobile ham. Cadillac. I'm going to pull out of
this.
Just the tower. We can put whatever we want to on it.
That's not the same.
That's
better.
Well, if they're on the north end of the lake,
nothing
I can cover.
You've always known about
Burl.
Where is that we don't have coverage in that we're affected by Burl and the flood because we didn't have coverage in it? How's that? Did that put it together?
Portable is a handheld and mobile is a car.
I got some darks in the back of the truck. We can that up there on the wall.
Everybody
throw at it. That's what we're doing.
You're hard mounted to your car.
I think Jeff and the fire chief have went around all over the county checking service, and they got these. Spring break with his kids. Yeah.
So, Jeff,
yeah,
that was your
close to
the house.
He knows. We're just
well, him and Michelle's the one coming up with an idea to put the tower there. That was their brainstorm.
Where you're talking
where
about?
Where are you talking
about? The director place.
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay, people.
Are we on the clock? You thought women are indecisive.
Heck no.
Still looks like on this map anyway it shows since you got no coverage for a lot of areas through the middle all the way up to you.
What does it look like point blank?
You got the whole center of the county plus all the way up to point blank.
It's like two spots in there.
Yeah.
Well, we just spent $200,000 because we didn't have coverage up there, so don't come here saying that.
Yeah, that map was printed before we spent that $200,000.
Oh, this was after, huh?
You see the ones that are discounted, like on your car and stuff like that, is the purple. So you get coverage on a harder because the radio held us all the way around this morning. On your belt clip or flex clip.
So we don't have any of that in our county. Mm-hmm.
No, so you got a handheld, you have nothing in there.
Is the rector site in the white or the purple?
It's in the blue.
Or purple.
Purple.
Or blue, whatever it is. Yeah.
So it is in the white. Out there around by spot where all that 30,000 acres of development's going on. Well, wonder how's the service out around Bear Creek, all out in there where all we got all this new development, 30,000 acres of. Still on vacation?
Yes, sir.
I can tell you for sure.
So
vacation's nowhere in Burrow.
You're always an hour.
Not even cell phones, nothing.
Well, I think everybody was on their knees praying. Hmm? I think everybody was on their knees praying. They weren't talking.
Yeah.
Hey, if we were going to put a tower up, where would be a good spot to put one? Based on all your looking around and surveying as fire marshal and emergency manager.
You know what I'd be tempted to do, son? I learned this in school or something like that, is to contact some folks.
Precinct 4, where the county already has property? The service is not good up there, right? The biggest gap in coverage is Precinct 4.
Find out from another county. All right.
What are y'all doing? Riding the Ferris wheel along the pier or something? Good. Yeah. Well, get back on them. I just wanted to be bouncing around where were good locations, and I just want to get your two bits worth.
Enjoy your vacation, Jim.
Probably close to 400 foot up there. I understand. Yeah, I don't know about all that. Alright, well, carry on. Appreciate your help. Alright, bye bye.
I don't know, Jeff.
He confirmed what you said, that's Precinct Four is the worst coverage area all over.
We could GPS that site. I mean, she said she didn't really want to change the site, but I mean, that'd be both projects on the same site if we did that.
It's 3 acres.
I get it, but she said you can't. I'm good with that.
You think we're going to get two projects?
You won't get two, but
then
we can
apply
for
two. Why not put
two?
Them on the same site? Because you're only going to get one of them.
It's not about the same site. It's what you want to do. You want to do a tower or do you want to do a shelter? Which one's more important?
You
but
you
don't know
one
yet.
Would be a, we could do two and one would be like, we're only going to get picked once. So.
Yeah, he's going to build this shelter and put the tower right on top.
No, that's what they're not both going to happen.
That's my scheme. And she said, no,
you can't do that. What activity? But I'm saying
you could do
you
two
know.
Activities, but they could be the same site because you're not going to get but one of them.
Have a cookie.
It ain't okay, smarty pants.
It's not working.
Okay.
By
smarty pants, I remember that.
No. We can do, I'm just trying to give you guys options because if you want to do the tower, but we don't know exactly enough about it, it'll buy us 6 weeks until they come back. But if you want to do the shelter, then that's in there too. They told me, GLO said in the webinar, that if you are invited to come in and submit an application, you can pick from the two of them that you have submitted.
So what about the cities? Can they pick their own project?
Yes. They each, everybody can submit.
Oh, you already
two
got
projects.
One picked. You got $5 million to send it, spend in Point Blank?
Have a cookie, she says.
I can't do $5 million project. There's no way.
Two projects.
Yeah.
And who's your grant writer?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you
had to pick one. Hopefully, Gina will tell me that on the 20th.
Okay.
I have to ask her.
Shelters? You doing any shelters?
Are we doing any now?
Yeah. How about you, Mick?
You mean currently underway or?
Yeah, so we can have a price. How much a square foot?
Trinity County's doing one.
Trinity County? For this same application? No.
The same one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Caldwell County is doing one right now, but it's $20 million. It all depends on.
Yeah, we're not
doing about this one.
Huh?
About this one?
This one was 10,000. We don't want this big. Shepherd is the one I brought the plan for, and it's 5,000 square foot. So if we could comp what they're doing.
How big is elevation? About 5?
I thought it was like 75.
It would be nice if y'all could have something like that, like this or but that's the
hey Mark.
Yes, sir.
You remember how big the Innovation Center was?
That Innovation Center? Yeah, it's just under 12,000 feet.
And what is this? You remember? I thought this was 10.
We figured that this morning.
I thought it was
8.5, 9,000.
This? Oh, yeah. I thought it was 10.
Well, it could be. I've done it on Google Earth.
It's 10.
Oh, wow.
is up, Mark.
Oh my, you just stepped out to find something out, I don't know. Want a cookie?
I do that on him, no problem. So for the commercial, the bookshelf cookies, is that right?
So, in your opinion, scoring, we're gonna have the same score on both projects.
Yes, sir.
But they don't score it till after they ask us to present. Is that what you're saying? When we say we want a shelter and we want a tower.
Right.
And they look at us, do they score then or do they wait until we present what we're going to do?
They're going to have to score after we put the application in. They probably already know what the score is. The only thing they don't know is if it's LMI, because you get points for that.
Well, our whole county's LMI.
Correct. But if you were to do something that was in a precinct and it wasn't LMI, that's where they don't know that for sure until you make the application. And then the other part is not everybody has the 5% for the match. So if they don't, that's another, I think, 5 or 10 points. Where is it? 10 yeah. points.
Yeah, $250,000. We have to have a resolution saying we support that.
I have that, yeah. And here's a schedule breakdown of when they're going to look at it and all the rest of it back here.
Right. And that's, yeah, this is what they're saying.
We got the March 23rd is the close of projects. That's when we got it.
March 23rd.
Roughly, and in here, here's the questions we got, and it's not deep.
Correct.
It's just like, hey, we want a tower up here, point blank, here's the location, and
this is how much money.
Yeah,
this
we're
is what
estimating
the judge
this
is,
much
yeah.
money, this kind of thing. So that gets it going, what they're going to be looking at. And then,
so disaster damages scores too.
That's, yep, they have that.
And they already have that.
Yes,
so
sir.
So they know.
And then we have till June 12th to get all the rest of the information in and applications.
Well, from the date they say you are invited to apply for a full one, you'll
invitation.
Get basically 2 months.
And 7th to the June 12th, April 7th. April, May, June, yeah, 2 months.
We'll see if they stick to that schedule, but that's an idea.
So one of the two projects we'll get to finish for maybe. Will they invite us to do both of them and then bid those two? Or
one.
One of them, okay. So we got 2 months to work on one project. We have to get cracked out.
Okay.
That's doable. That's doable. We just have to figure out which are our other two. And right now we're looking at maybe a building and the other one is a tower. So far. And we can reach it. I mean, we may find out this tower is not. May not be exactly what we need or whatever. I say we'll be able to look at what we submitted last time, tweak it, make it more what we need, and throw that in there too. I just think.
I don't know what we submitted. I don't think we got to the fine tunings last time. I think they just put communications.
And probably.
It was probably just like.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Michelle.
And didn't get invited to.
It was radios for all SO, fire, and EMS trucks. It was the car radios. And it was two seat consoles for the sheriff's office.
Okay. So that's what we did last time. She's telling you.
Yeah. So we tweaked that, make a little difference on that. Yeah. Because you, wasn't a tower on that at all, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You had a person come here from a communications company a few months ago, and they offered, rather than radios, they offered to give you an estimate on putting power up free. When I'm saying the tower's not free, but they offered their assistance in putting up a tower. So if you went back to them and said,
let me stop you right there. I think if we use any vendor, they're excluded from the project. I think that's why in the grant application, if we get a vendor in here that's trying to tell us what to do, we can't. There's no way they can bid on the project.
That's correct.
So they may can help us, but they won't be able to bid on us.
They won't be eligible.
conflicted out if they give too much information or know too much information about the projects.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but that's, yeah. That's, I mean, so yeah, but.
Kind of like the building for the jail roof.
Yeah. So I'm good with the two projects. We just need to determine the amount, which I'd go for the max on both. Realizing we're only going to get one, possibly only one's going to stick.
Yeah.
And then I guess we need to determine the site. You said that really needs to be now.
Does that confirm though what you say?
We put the lat long between our two offices.
For both, and then put the tower over there? I'm good with that.
I go for it.
So we might have to, the city may have to sell us some land or something? I mean, how wide is that building at the narrowest point? I know it's turned with 150 the long way, but we may have to turn this one the short way with Boat Launch Road.
Short distance is not being wrong.
Yeah.
The only reason I think that other spot would be great for the tower is because it doesn't sound like y'all are going to be able to ever build nothing there, so it's a waste of property otherwise. But I don't care. That's your...
The way those deeds are written, it's pretty clear you can't do that.
I've got a copy of it here if you want to look at it. I got a copy of it right here if you want to look at it.
I know it. There. That's y'all's business.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it could be used for rent it. I mean, we could rent it out just like we do this one. You said no offices until after like a year or something?
I'm sorry, say that again.
No offices, no in-house county offices.
You said once it was finished, then it's yours.
That's what I was asking.
So we just have to be very careful with shelters because the intent is that it's for shelters.
Right.
And so it can be used for other things. HUD does have some restrictions on what you can and cannot use it for once it's all said and done. Like you can't make money off of it. You can't.
You can't make money.
We just need to get, if it's a shelter, we want to get the shelter built and for shelter, and then after that we'll...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say you can't make money, but you also say we can rent a spot on the tower, so that's, to me, that's contradicting the tower rental and the building.
I just know for shelters, they say, and we've had these before, if you rent it out, you just can only make so much money per year that you put back in for maintenance and whatever.
Is this GLO?
Yes, sir.
This is GLO.
Mm-hmm.
And we can rent it out.
Right. And you can. But you just can't make so much money per year above and beyond.
You're talking about an amount of money. There's a certain amount.
It has to go towards life.
Correct.
Yeah.
We don't make any money.
No, we don't.
Right.
You're
just trying to break even.
Conditioners
and
we won't make up that.
I'm going to ask him if he's coming back in. Take him a cookie.
I just heard the door. They've decided which ones they want, what we're going to apply for. We haven't made any motions.
So where are we at? So we're talking about putting the shelter in Point Blank, shelter/community center at Point Blank, between the mayor's office and my shop on the county property, and the tower, communication tower, at the Don Rector building site. I think is what we determined. And then maximum amount, $5 million.
I've visited with folks about the likelihood of getting FEMA to allow us to build a thing over there, and the tower is probably, but not a shelter, because they've said they've tried that before and they had little success. Okay. I think there's been a lot of shakeup with FEMA. You guys watch the news a little more. Isn't there some in the hierarchy that everybody's kind of like a turtle with their head pulled back in? That, so if we were asking for some special exception, people that want to go out on a limb might be few and far between to give us some kind of a...
Different administration now.
Yes, sir. I thought if Representative Luttrell was on his way, just starting his term, he's a go-getter, and he might know somebody to talk to, but he's on his way out. And you'd have to have somebody pull a string or two.
But you're saying if we put the Precinct 4 land as a site, we could move it if we get approval for that site? If the tower don't get ahead of it?
I can't say that for sure. I just know what they're asking for in the pre-application. So I don't know if we put in a lat long and it changes later. I don't know.
I'm good with that.
Well, for sure they have to put our position on there.
Yeah.
Then we know.
You know, we have a piece of property that's surrounded by a large landowner on Indian Creek down there.
Indian Creek.
It might to do some kind of a swap where we got a usable piece. It'd probably take a little bit. Those kind of things take too much time, probably.
Well, I mean, it's a neighbor to the county of Point Blank that's made the comment. He don't have any kids. He don't know what he's going to do with his land. I guess we'll just give it to the city. So it's possible that he would donate the land to put this right on the other side of the precinct building.
Well, we've got a couple of weeks to turn.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks before we actually have to have a hard round to it.
But as far as projects, we want to turn in two applications, one for the shelter and one for the tower.
I think so.
Everybody agreeing on that?
Yeah. With the meeting again, do I need to make a motion on that? Pursue those two projects as the two that we're going to turn in. And I'll make that motion. That we do the tower and the or a shelter and or those two.
Two projects.
Yeah.
I have a
communications tower.
Motion by Commissioner Sweeney to do apply for a tower at the Rector site, the buyout site in Point Blank, and a shelter.
There might be a little bit too much detail on the site. The site can be determined.
She says she needs it now. She needs it that long now.
I wasn't trying to put words in your mouth. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
I thought it was she needed that site in 2 weeks when we put the.
Yes, sir.
She really said 2 weeks.
So we're just agreeing on the project. We will give her the site to be determined. Up at Point Blank. Because I don't want to do the FEMA and knock it out.
For a tower?
Is that?
You think we're going to find a new spot in 2 weeks?
Oh, I don't know what's up, but I don't know anything about Point Blank.
No, I don't think so. Probably the Don Rector spot would be. I mean, it's Highway 190 access. I mean,
yeah.
Chicago's got plenty of power.
The only hiccup on that is the FEMA site, right?
Yeah.
FEMA, tower is not going.
Oh.
It's not going to have an enclosure.
Right.
The deed just says you can't be enclosed. If it could have walls, but they'd have to be breakaway walls.
So if it's a shelter, you're putting it between you and Mark Wood. And then if it's a tower, you're putting it on the...
No, I'm right.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Carry on, Judge. is what you got.
To apply for one project, being a tower at the Rector site in Point Blank, 3 acres that they got through FEMA, and the second one be a shelter at county-owned property there in Point Blank or other suitable location. Yeah, if you could,
yeah,
you know, if you were to make a deal on that, yeah, adjacent, that'd be great. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, unanimous. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye. Thank you so much.